You're listening to Do This First, a daily personal development podcast that focuses on science-backed, actionable steps towards your best year ever. I'm Sandy, your host. Today, we're unpacking part 7 of our 10-part leadership series. When we think about leadership, we often think of experience, skill, popularity, business acumen, ethics, and trust, among many other things, and rightfully so. But there is a special little something that can make a big difference in someone's leadership that is not always mentioned. It's especially the case when a leader is in the trenches for a long time. They grow accustomed to doing things in a certain way and rely purely on a systematic approach. The obvious pitfalls of leadership that take this less than sunny route is stagnation, lack of competitiveness, and agility. Three things that can impact innovation, leading to less competitive products and services and a decrease in trust. What we're talking about is the curiosity behind leadership. When the fervor for spearheading the direction of a team, product, services, your business, and any other ventures and alliances you had is lost, the legacy you've meticulously crafted and earned can suffer. I've had this conversation with a client that assured me how boring the product line they're managing actually is. How can you get excited about X, Y, Z? He was right when you look at it from just what it is and all the other products that are saturating the market. But when you start looking at the stories behind the product and services, that's where the importance of the product, no matter how common you may think it is, shines through. Sometimes, all you need to reignite the curiosity you once felt as a leader is to look at the lives you're impacting or intend to impact. Reconnecting with the why it's important, the problems you're solving for your intended purpose, can be an eye-opening experience. A leader with curiosity is almost like a forensic detective on emotions. The fervor and unwavering belief empowers them to find creative ways to consistently add value. And don't underestimate the power of small incremental changes as well. Often just a little tweak can do wonders. Case in point, Heinz ketchup. In 2002, Heinz totally changed the ketchup game by coming out with their upside-down bottle. People had been griping for ages about how tough it was to get every last drop out of the old bottles. The company spent 3 whole years creating this new bottle that has a special cap to keep the ketchup from drying in the bottom. A year after the new bottles were introduced, Heinz ketchup sales went up 3 times the amount the rest of the ketchup industry did. It proves that companies that fix annoying things actually win. The ketchup bottle is a good example, as are pencils that need to be sharpened. We have the retractable and fillable pencils now. And how annoying was the original Chips Ahoy cookies packaging that were not resealable? See what I mean? What I'm also trying to say is curiosity leads to creativity, excitement, and passion. Research suggests that leaders and organizations that encourage curiosity are better able to bounce back after a setback or bottleneck because they are more agile and alert. Here are 3 additional benefits leaders can access when you cultivate curiosity. The competitive advantage. When you cultivate curiosity, you're actively seeking new information that can give you an edge on your direct competitors. Sometimes you can detect a shift in public opinion and priorities that can help you as a leader stay ahead and remain relevant. Number 2, innovation. Curiosity unlocks creativity, which spurs new ideas. New ideas lead to exploration, which leads to new or upgraded products and services. When you are curious, a tiny spark can point to a new direction, further distinguishing you from the rest. Number 3, education on the fly. Curiosity can switch your learn mode to on. When you are perpetually learning as you move forward, you can make informed decisions that are lasting. Curiosity will lead you to look for more opportunities to grow your knowledge base and uncover hidden gems along the way. Genuine curiosity can rev up your leadership style and bring you, the organization, services, and products to a new level of success. Whether you've been a leader for 40 years or are just starting your journey, there are 5 questions you should ask yourself that will help you in cultivating and harnessing curiosity in your leadership style. First thing that you should ask is, what's different? Look for the unusual. What surprised you? There is a key in the details of the why behind the uniqueness of something. Find out what it is to glean its value and probability for success in your endeavor. Number 2, what if? When you embrace curiosity in your leadership, you are entering into the world of possibilities. This is a very different world than the one we currently live in, which is ruled by facts, systems, and established protocols. The world of what ifs requires illogical brainstorming. The ideas you come up with in this process go against facts and reality. Just like traveling to the moon and driverless cars did at one point in history. Some ideas seem absurd or implausible during this process, and that's okay. Move towards gleaning knowledge and thinking through the different case scenarios that would make the idea possible. Number 3, what's going on? Make room on your schedule every day to find out what's going on in your industry, field, area of expertise, company, country, state, town. What is emerging? Is there a potential legislation that can impact your industry? What are the new products and services in your wheelhouse? Incorporating a defined time every day for curiosity will turn the practice into a productive habit that can help you advance and sometimes outwit the fox. Stay plugged in. Number 4, how does this work? Nothing is to be feared, just understood. Getting a handle on how something works can activate our curiosity towards how it can be improved. What hasn't been done but can be done? What is a potential stretch goal? And what innovations in other industries can help expand the possibilities? Number 5, why does this matter? Assessing and reassessing why what you are doing and wanting do matter is a powerful tool that will keep you on track and leveraging curiosity to the highest level of benefit. From Zig Ziglar to Warren Buffett, all agree that a clear goal coupled with an unwavering focus is an important part of goal achievement. You can harness the power of curiosity by asking yourself why this matters before you do anything. It will help you answer the why behind your actions and realign as you move forward. Cultivating curiosity is a skill that can be learned and leveraged for transformational leadership. It is a safety net against stagnation, irrelevancy, and boredom, as one of my clients found out. When we are curious, our brain releases dopamine, a neurotransmitter associated with pleasure and reward. This surge of dopamine motivates us to seek out new information and experiences, driving our curiosity even further. Additionally, curiosity activates regions of the brain involved in learning and memory, helping us retain and process the new information we encounter. Overall, being curious stimulates neural pathways and enhances cognitive function, ultimately leading to a deeper understanding of the world around us. Welcome the opportunity to flex your brain by embracing curiosity in your leadership. A couple of podcast episodes that can provide more clarity are as follows. Podcast episode number 6, Intentionality. Podcast episode number 37, Moving Past Your Comfort Zone. Podcast episode number 41, Stay Hungry. Podcast episode number 65, The 5-Hour Rule. Podcast episode number 96, Living in the World of Possibilities. And podcast episode 118, Slaying Stagnation. If you like what you're hearing, don't forget to leave a review. Follow and subscribe to my YouTube channel at Do This First. You can also read a full transcript of this podcast episode and all of my podcast episodes on my blog, dothisfirst.life. You can also sign up for my new weekly newsletter, which will help you get your week started on a positive note. I'll provide updates on coaching, books, merch, and my public speaking engagements as they become available. Tomorrow, we'll continue with our leadership series. Till then. Moving past the rain, moving past the pain, or past the color blue. I see power in you. Pass world you down. Look around, they can't be found. I see a champion in you. I see a champion in you.